The Christian in Complete Armor by William Grinnell. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18. Pray always, etc. Chapter 29. The third importance of praying always to be as much as praying daily, and why we are to pray daily. To pray always is to pray daily. When the Christian keeps a constant daily exercise of this duty, prayer is not a holy day, but everyday work. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thee for ever and ever. This was typified by a daily sacrifice called, therefore, the continual burnt offering, Exodus 29:38, whereby was signified our daily need of seeking mercy at God's hands through Christ. When our Lord taught his disciples to pray, he bade them not ask bread for a week, no, nor for the morrow, but for the present day. Give us this day our daily bread, plainly signifying our duty to seek our bread every day of God, which surely was also the reason why God gave the manna in such a portion as should not fill their cupboards and furnish them with a store for a month or a week, but be a just and sufficient allowancy for a day, that so they might be kept in a daily dependency on God and look up to him daily, who carried the key of their pantry for them. And have not we the same necessity with them? Our bodies are as weak as theirs, and cannot be preserved without daily repast. Do we not depend on him for the bread of the day and the rest of the night? And he hath too good an opinion of his soul's constitution, who thinks he can live or thrive with yesterday's meal, without communion with God today. The mother would think the sucking child not well, if it should forsake the breast a whole day. So mayest thou conclude thy soul is not right, if it can pass a day without craving any spiritual repast and prayer. If thy wants be not sufficient to keep the chariots of this duty on its wheels, yet the sins which thou daily renewest would drive thee every day to confess and beg pardon for them. We are under a law, not to let the sun go down upon our wrath against our brother. And dare we, who every day deserve God's wrath, let the sun go down before our reconciliation is effected between God and us? In a word, every day hath its new mercies. His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Lamentations 3:22-23. These new mercies contract a new debt, and God hath told us the way of payment, namely, a tribute of praise. Without this, we cannot expect a sanctified use of them. He is branded by all for a profane person that eats his meat and gives not thanks, and it would be thought a ridiculous excuse should he say he gave thanks yesterday, and that should serve for this also. We have more mercies every day to bless God for than what is set on our tables. We wear mercies, we breathe mercies, we walk upon mercies. Our whole life is but a passage from one mercy to another. Now, does God every day anoint our head with fresh oil, and shall we not crown him with new praises? I will not enter into a discourse how often a Christian should pray in a day. At least it must be twice, that is, morning and night. Prayer must be the key of the morning and lock of the night. We show not ourselves Christians if we do not open our eyes with prayer when we rise and shut them again with the same key when we lay down at night. This answers to the morning and evening sacrifice in the law, which was so commanded, as to leave room for those other free will offerings which their zeal might prompt them to do. Pray as often as you please besides, so that your devotions interfere not with the necessity duties of your particular callings. The oftener, the more welcome. We read of David 7 times a day, but be sure thou dost not retrench and cut God short of thy stated hours. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Psalms chapter 92 verse 1 and 2. God is Alpha and Omega. It is fit we should begin and end the day with his praise, who begins and ends it for us with mercy. Well, thou seest thy duty plainly lay before thee, as thou wouldst have God prosper thy labor in the day, and sweeten thy rest in night. Class them both together with thy morning and evening devotions. He that takes no care to set forth God's portion of time in the morning doth not only rob God of his due, but is a thief to himself all the day after, by losing the blessing which a faithful prayer might bring from heaven on his undertakings. And he that closes his eyes at night without prayer lies down before his bed is made. God is his people's keeper, but can he expect to be kept by him that chargeth not the divine providence with his keeping? The angels at his command pitch their tents about his saints' dwellings, but as the drum calls the watch together, so God looks that, by humble prayer, we should beg of him their ministry and attendancy about us. Caution. Beware that thy constant daily performance of this duty does not degenerate into a lifeless formality. What we do commonly we are prone to do but slightly. He is a rare Christian that keeps his course in prayer, and yet grows not to pray of mere course. The power of religion cannot be preserved without an outward form and order observed in its exercises, and yet very hard it is not to grow formal in those duties which we are daily conversant with. Many that are very neat and nice when their holiday suit is on are yet too slovenly in wearing their everyday apparel. Thus, at a fast or on a Sabbath, our hearts happily are stirred up to some solemnity and spirituality becoming the duty of prayer as being awed with the sacredness of time and the extraordinary weight of the work. But alas, in our everyday duties we are too sovereignly. Now set thyself, Christian, with all thy might to keep up the life and vigor of thy spirit in thy daily approaches to God. Labor to come as hungry to this duty as to eat thy dinner. Now, there is no expedient for this, like a holy watch set about thy heart in the whole course of thy life. He that watches his heart all day is most likely to find it in tune for prayer at night, whereas loose walking breeds lazy praying. Be often in the day putting thyself in mind what work waits for thee at night. Thou art to draw near unto thy God, and this will make thee afraid of doing anything in the day that will indispose thee or make thee fear a chide from thy God when thou appearest before him. 1 Peter 1:17. If he call on the Father, who without respect of persons judges according to every man's work, pass the time in your sojourning here in fear, as if he had said, "Do you mean to pray?" Then look to the whole course of your walking, that it be in the fear of God, or else you will have little heart to go about that work, and as little hope that he will bid you welcome, for he judges of persons that pray, not only by their prayers, but by their works and walkings. End of chapter 29.